Our entrepreneur segment each week is sponsored by Wintrust Financial. We were just talking about that. They are indeed Chicago's banks for business. Now, when you think of Intelligentsia coffee, what comes to mind? My wife loves Intelligentsia, that sort of old world artisanal experience. You go in and the whole atmosphere is of a certain era of the past. And I love the one in the Monadnock building because the experience sort of fits that old building. But in fact, you would think, yeah, they make their profits from the little retail outlets, the coffee shops around town. But in fact, it's from something else, and it's a very interesting story. Daniel Weinfurter is an observer of how successful businesses work. He helps companies grow. He wrote the book Second Stage Entrepreneurship, and he's managing partner at Chicago Growth Consultants. Hi.
Good to be here, Bill.
Tell me about the Intelligentsia business model.
Well, Intelligentsia is a terrific story. He's Doug Zell, who's the founder, started it in 1995.
Any relation to Sam?
No relation.
I would say good.
He's from Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, very close to my hometown. And the original idea was to provide the ability for folks to get a great cup of coffee. But it's come a long way from that point in time. So he has offices in multiple cities, retail outlets now in four, and imports coffee from all around the world. The real idea now of the business is not so much to sell coffee at retail, but to use the retail stores as a way to build the brand so that he can sell beans at wholesale to upscale grocers and restaurants worldwide.
How does the retail storefront business support that part of the business?
It shows people, one, how to produce and make a great cup of coffee, which is the way they do it, if you've been to an Intelligentsia, is quite a bit different than the way they do it at Starbucks or Caribou or anyplace else. Literally, it's one cup at a time.
It's like the old Chemex hourglass.
Some mad scientists in the individual retail store.
You know, but thematically, it's just all ties together. The type of people they hire, their look, the way they dress, the style of the interior design. I mean, it's a wonderful brand.
And the other thing that's interesting, if you go to the store that they have in Venice Beach or in Pasadena, California, or in New York City, they're all different. Each location is designed to be characteristic of what's going on in that part of the world.
Interesting.
You know, very different than the cookie-cutter retail concept that most people would execute on.
So does that then, the image and experience of the retail side, that is effectively the brand, right?
It is the brand, and they use the image of Intelligentsia and the premium experience to be able to charge premium prices for their coffee that they sell to grocers and to restaurants. And in effect, they have to charge premium prices because they pay growers premium prices for the coffee.
It's a fair trade coffee product.
Fair trade, right. Yeah. And they actually help their growers be successful, which is different than the way most companies treat their vendors, which is to make sure they make as little money as possible. That's the opposite approach for Intelligentsia.
I don't know if you know him, but was that the strategy out of the gate? Was he looking at the marketplace and saying, okay, we've got saturation here with a mature market with Starbucks being on every third corner. What can I do that's different?
Well, no, it didn't start that way. It started literally with a single location on North Broadway in what was then not such a great neighborhood in Chicago. Now it's actually pretty nice. And the strategy is one that constantly evolved over time. I think when the big revelation came, when they opened their first store in Los Angeles and they figured out the ridiculous volume that a retail store could do, and then at the same time, the dissatisfaction with the beans that they could get from conventional sources, which led them down the path of direct sourcing literally all their beans, and then that led to the whole strategy that's in place today.
Daniel Weinfurter, do other companies do this, sort of have a front retail business that is only a part of the overall business?
Well, I think you see it pretty frequently now, especially here on Michigan Avenue with big retailers that use a individual storefront, not because they think they're going to make money in that particular storefront, although probably they hope they do, and they probably do, but it's more of a brand-building exercise that is consistent with the broader strategy which they're trying to execute.
I remember, I don't know if it was Nokia, one of the cell phone companies, opened up a store here on North Michigan Avenue just temporarily when they rolled out a new phone, and I think that's what they were trying to do, perhaps, create the buzz to start it going in a very high-profile way.
You see some fashion retailers doing pop-up stores for months
in
a similar type of arrangement.
What is the one thing that businesses don't do that, I mean, I'm just off of left field here hitting you with?
I put intelligentsia in the book as an illustration of two points. The idea of creating, not competing, so having a strategy that's different and differentiatable from others as number one. And then number two, what I think they do quite well is the concept that I call the total customer experience, which is what only 5% of the companies in the United States do.
And my wife is a direct product of that because she's, we're going to go into the city. Can we stop by Intelligentsia? I mean, that's a destination for her. I mean, and all that's going on in Chicago, all the amenities of the life down here, that's the thing that she thinks about.
And happy to pay a premium price for what is a differentiated experience.
Yeah.
And so if you can pull that off, you can charge a lot more, and you don't have to be looking over your shoulder all the time for someone who's going to nip at your heels by charging just slightly less.
Yeah.
It's not important to Intelligentsia customers.
What do you do at Chicago Growth Consultants? Can you talk about clients?
I can't really talk about clients other than sort of generically. I really focus my efforts on two things, helping launch new products and services. So I create the strategy and help the client execute the strategy. But most of my work is around helping organizations improve the effectiveness of their sales organization, which is an area that many companies struggle with mightily.
I know you know Dan Kreutzer and Bob Lambert, good guys.
I know them both well.
They have a wonderful sales training program. And do you find work basically in Chicagoland, or are you a national guy?
It's ironic. Up until a year ago, I had no clients in Chicago. All the work I did was elsewhere. But that has changed in the last year as I've focused more time and energy on trying to help folks here in Chicago.
His book is Second Stage Entrepreneurship, 10 Proven Strategies for Driving Aggressive Growth. Daniel Weinfurter, thank you so much.
Bill, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you aboard.